With the presidential race on a razor's edge, the city of Oakland is concerned about protests. At the city's request, a federal judge has rolled back limits on the use of most types of crowd control weapons. KALW's Annalise Finney has more.
Back in July, U.S. District Court Judge Joseph Sparrow banned Oakland police from using so-called less lethal weapons, including tear gas and rubber bullets. This came after the police controversially used them on protesters back in May and early June. The court also ordered that no other law enforcement agencies could bring these banned weapons to Oakland. Why would other police officers be in Oakland? Well, police departments often ask nearby cities to lend them officers to help manage large-scale demonstrations in what are called mutual aid agreements. So in October, with the contested election looming, the city of Oakland asked the federal judge to ease these restrictions after multiple law enforcement departments said that they would refuse to help the city if they couldn't use these weapons. Alameda County Sheriff Gregory Ahern, for example, wrote to OPD and explained that he would not provide assistance because without these weapons, he feels his deputies risk injury. Several Bay Area municipalities expressed similar reservations. So, on Saturday, with the election just around the corner, Judge Sparrow agreed to ease the restrictions for outside officers in certain cases. In his decision, he wrote, quote, "If OPD does not have an adequate number of officers for any upcoming election-related demonstrations, there is a risk not only to the safety of the officers, but also to the safety of the general public and the demonstrators themselves," end quote. Protests are planned for downtown Oakland on Wednesday at noon and into the evening. In Oakland, I'm Annalise Finney, KALW News.